But as promised, we're joined right now by a quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. He is a four-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro, 2016 NFL MVP. Passed for just under 5,000 yards last season, 35 touchdowns, third in the league in both categories. He is appearing today courtesy of Gatorade's Beat the Heat program. I'm talking about Matt Ryan. Matt, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How you doing?
Good, Matt. Good to visit. Listen, when you and I sat down in Atlanta in the week before the Super Bowl, your goal going into the season was to play in that game, of course, but you were still really gracious to host all of us coming to the ATL. I want to start there because you were drafted back in 08. You've been in that city for a while now. How would you describe, Matt, your connection to the city of Atlanta?
It's been awesome. You know, I've been so lucky and fortunate to play my entire career here. And, you know, the people have made it home for my family and myself. They've been incredibly welcoming, and they've shown great support. But you know, my message to them and to all of us is that the best is still in front of us, and we're going to find a way to get it done. And you can sense that vibe when you're around town. People are behind us and pulling for us, and it makes it a great place to live and a really great place to play.
Matt Ryan, my guest. Now, Matt, earlier this month, you and Mike Jenkins participated in a video where you surprised Roddy White. And before we get to the surprise, you and Jenkins were talking about the fact that when Roddy was dropping balls at practice, that was always a sign that he was going to be great in a game. How bad were some of those practices, and did he notice that pattern?
He denied it at first, but then after we kept talking, he admitted that that was sometimes the case. It was funny, you know, he was some guys have this ability when the pressure's on and the light's on and it counts the most to perform at an unbelievable level. And Roddy was that way. And, you know, he's one of the best competitors, one of the greatest players that I've ever had the fortune to play with. And he had an ability, though, when the lights were the brightest to you know, have his performance be the best. And that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
You know, I was going to ask you what it was like to play with him. You answered that part of it, but let me go back to the premise of the video. The premise was that Roddy was coming back to host a behind-the-scenes look at off-season workouts, but instead you surprised him with the news that he was going into the team's Ring of Honor. What was it like to tell him that, and what was his reaction?
His reaction was awesome. You know, for anybody that hasn't seen the video, they need to check it out. I'm sure they can find it, you know, on any of the Falcons social media or on our website. But it was, you know, it was really special. I mean, he's one of the guys that has had the biggest impact on my career, and to be able to break that news to him, to see his reaction to it, to see him call his mom, and to see how excited he and his family were for that honor was special. And I thought it was a really cool way for the organization to set that up to surprise him. I was honored that they considered Mike and I to be a part of that.
Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, my guest. Matt, also, when you and I spoke at Super Bowl, we talked about your first TD pass, but there's also this story about your first practice. Mike Mularkey was on the Falcons Audible podcast. He said even now he still gets chills. I'm going to quote him here. He said, quote, "We did a rotation with the quarterbacks, and Matt's first play that he got in with the ones, I called the formation, I right, act two, go. Matt turned around, got in the huddle, and I can't say exactly the language he used, but he looked across the huddle and he said, hey, Roddy, go get this mother. What do you remember, Matt? What do you remember about that first practice? Because they're still talking about it.
That's kind of the way I am. You know, in our huddle, you know, that's I'm just into it that way, and I think our guys would, you know, tell you the same. But that was one of those things. I think I was trying to prove myself a little bit too. I had just gotten drafted. It was my first opportunity in there with the ones. You know, trying to create a connection with this great wide receiver, and we hit it. You know, we hit the pass, and we can complete it. And I think there was just a level of confidence that, you know, started with stories like that and kind of continued. That's a little bit of my personality and, you know, really how I operate in the huddle.
You know, so I'm curious, Matt, having said that, the team's record was not what you would have liked, but your personal performance was strong. So as you go to self-scout right now, like, what are the things that you're working on to take your game to a new level? Is it minor changes to technique, or is it something else?
Well, I think at this point in my career, you know, the technique is you're always trying to tighten up and to make sure it's as good as it can possibly be. But beyond that, I think at this age, it's about, you know, taking care of your body and finding the best ways to train and make sure that your recovery is as good as it can be. And I think, you know, that's where I've put a lot of my effort. I feel like I'm in a good place in my career in terms of knowledge of our offense, in terms of recognition of defense. I feel like I'm throwing the ball as good as I ever had it. And you know, at this point, it's about making that last as long as I can. And so that's been a real focal point for me this year, is to find ways to make sure that I'm feeling as good as I can possibly feel for as long as I can.
Then you're working with Gatorade's Beat the Heat program. What is it all about? How do you go about beating that heat in Georgia?
Yeah, that's why it makes sense to me, you know, when approached to take part in this. You know, we deal with some extreme heat and humidity here in the state of Georgia, and to be able to get that message out about how important hydration is, you know, what you're losing when you sweat is not just water. There's a lot of other things that are coming out, and you need to put that back into your system in order to be able to be active and to be healthy, and really to get this message across to kids, you know, so that, you know, there aren't any bad things happening as a result of the heat, and we're keeping these kids as safe and as healthy as possible when they're, you know, maybe playing football or soccer or baseball here in the state of Georgia. So I was at a Boys and Girls Club this morning kind of pushing that message, and I've enjoyed being a part of it because I think it's an important thing for everyone to know about.
That's Gatorade's Beat the Heat program. Matt Ryan joining us. Hey, Matt, one quick thought, too, before you go. There's been a lot of talk about a contract extension for Julio Jones. Rather than discuss that, during your time with him, what is it that he and his game have made make him so special?
Well, he's the most physically gifted player I've ever been around. I mean, his size, his speed, his explosiveness, I've never been around anyone like that. And, you know, on top of that, he's an unbelievable competitor. And I think the combination of those two things, the skill set that he has and the competitive nature that he has, makes him a problem, you know, a real problem for people to go against. And it's been one of the, you know, honors of my career to be able to play with him for as long as I have, and to be able to trust and count on him in all situations that he's going to make plays. It's special. He's the best in the league, in my opinion, and I've certainly been lucky to play with him for as long as I have.
He's a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, the 2016 NFL MVP, appeared courtesy of Gatorade's Beat the Heat program. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Matt, great to visit with you. Thank you so much. Another really good conversation.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Matt, have a great day. Appreciate your time. Matt Ryan.